This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. LoveFest is coming back for its annual event on August 14th, Sunday, and headlining will be Cosmo Sheldrake. I sat down with Cosmo to hear a bit about his connection with Cortez and love for performing on the island. Hi, Cosmo.
Hi.
Thanks so much for sitting down, taking the time.
Not at all.
Cosmo, how are you connected to Cortez Island?
Good question. I've been coming here since the first time I came here. I think my mom was pregnant with me, so I wasn't even there, quite born. So then I've just been coming ever since. I guess my parents have been teaching workshops with many friends on the island, and so I guess grew up here and then spent a few years not off between the ages of 6 and 13, and then been coming back every summer since then, other than the last 3 years due to pandemic.
Was this your first time back in 3 years?
I was here in April for a geopoetic symposium in April. But other than that, yeah, I haven't missed missed the last 2 summers. So.
How many times have you performed at LoveFest?
I think 2. I think maybe I just enjoyed them so much that they blurred into 1. But I think I'm pretty sure there was 2. Just because of my t-shirt collection of LoveFest t-shirts. And that's the only way I can accurately count. But I think, yeah, I've got 3 different LoveFest t-shirts with 2 designs and a staff one, so I'm pretty sure it's 2.
So this is your 3rd LoveFest coming up on Sunday, and how do you feel about coming back for it?
I'm excited to play it, but it's like the archetypal kind of community event, really, and it's such a joy to be part of it. Yeah, no, I'm really excited to be able to come and play music at it, and just really looking forward to it. It's possible, it's still in the molten plan-forming stage, but it's possible there'll be some sort of surprise element on the stage.
When you are so generously performing privately and publicly on Cortez, does it feel like work?
Yeah, totally. No, I think it's a wonderful place to play music just because of the sort of intimacy of the settings. Or a lot of the places on Cortez are just so beautiful, and it's just really nice to be playing outdoors in these wonderful places. And also I guess over the last couple of years I haven't been playing as much as I had before that, so it feels a bit more like a novelty at the moment. And also I've been focusing more on kind of writing, recording, and less on gigging, so it's quite nice to play, actually. I'm enjoying myself, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the album that you're working on.
It's still very much kind of finding its feet, finding the energy and trying to find the momentum with sort of finishing, which is one of the things I struggle with most. I can find it much easier to start things off than I do to finish things, so I'm struggling with that at the moment.
Does live performance help provide you with that energy to finish projects?
Yes, basically it does a bit. I'll get struck by my stagnant pockets or writer's blocks or whatever it is. I think performing often can just let the spirit and energy flow a bit when sitting around in a room of my own. Just obviously doesn't in the same way. So I find it can be very helpful, but for slightly different reasons.
Have you ever recorded a live performance?
I have, and I very rarely listen back to them. I almost never listen back to them just because, again, like I said, that when, because they're often improvised, there's something so much about the kind of spirit of the moment and the people there and the presence and the energy of the thing that whenever I listen back, they never sound quite as good as I've had them in my mind. So like, it's nice. I think for me, it's more of just like keeping an archive. Or someone once told me, just they're a visual artist, and they said that they never throw away their sketchbooks. So in a way, it's like, I consider it like that. It's like keeping a record of all the kind of little odds and ends of things that have come out of my mind in the sort of gig setting. So for me, I more consider it just like a record, or just in case anything, just very occasionally tunes do emerge in that way that I regret having lost. But I also quite like the other side of that, is that it's quite nice to let them go. It just feels like kind of more like an offering.
Cosmo, you attended and later worked as a Zilla for the Power of Hope, a camp on Cortez Island at Linnea Farm. How has that experience affected your work?
I think it's had a huge impact on my musical practice today. And I think one of the things I valued most about the camps and the experience of being there was just the meeting of all these amazing mentor figures, these wonderful artists and activists and musicians. And so just being surrounded by so many inspiring people, I found it really valuable and important to come back and be a Zilla in all these different sort of, I did some camps on Cortez, but also down in the States. And just learning some of those facilitation techniques have then very much influenced my like performing and feeling more comfortable with being standing up in front of groups and all that sort of stuff. So I think it's had a huge impact on, and not only that, then yeah, getting to know lots of the younger people on the island has been really a wonderful feeling, and it just, I guess, it connects you to the sort of intergenerational nature of this place. And such a resonance there, being on the Nair, it's got so saturated and dripping in memories and nostalgia and so many fond memories of being in that land. So yeah, for me it's a particularly powerful place to be doing that, just because I'm yeah just flooded with sort of memories of the first time I ever did do that, or any sort of attempt at improvising in front of people or using a loop pedal or stuff like that. So yeah, it feels very much like a powerful place in my creative sort of journey, so it feels particularly good to be back there doing. It's possibly one of the most supportive audiences you could ever really perform in front of. So I think for the younger people getting up on stage there, so yeah, I think it can be like a beautiful, nourishing space to learn to find the confidence to do that kind of thing. I'm just excited to be able to play there again and celebrate with the islanders and the Cortez community. And possible that we need this sort of thing more than ever at this kind of time, and look forward to playing music and wobbling around with it, and hope to see you all there.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.